All right, so welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're going to talk about John Wick 3, Parabellum again.
I thought the kills were better than the last movie. Second act leading up to that, when they were in Casablanca, that dragged on just a bit too long. Still like the fact that they're just revealing little bits and pieces about the whole assassin world, but it got like a little too mystical. I must find the elder. They got a little too deep in that. I mean, they could have just left it a little vaguer. I don't know if that makes sense.
It makes complete sense because John Wick has a very particular style. It is carried out through the first movie and into the second movie. The second movie expands on it a little bit, but it is still grounded. This one, you got this dude walking through the desert, walk to the end of the earth, and then you may find the answer if the person that has the answer chooses you to have. So this dude actually walks through the desert and does what is said. And then all of a sudden he's dragged to meet the high table. I'm like, no, this is not the way that this should work, but go ahead.
Other than that, I like the fight scenes. The choreography was just as on point. It was a couple of areas where it was like a little, it was a bit much. I thought Halle Berry did a good job, but it kind of got old watching the dogs just go for the nuts every time. I was just like, dude, oh my God. And after one or two people getting killed and the dogs are still ripping at his nuts, at the dead body's nuts, I'm just like, God damn. Let's move it on. I thought the Casablanca fight scene was a little, basically the whole Casablanca scene could have been shortened up a little bit. But it still had that John Wick feel, distinctive feel. And it still had it, even though they tried to expand on it a little bit much. And a lot of things they tried to force. I think they should have taken a step back. Was this done by one of the original directors or
another new guy? Chad Stahelski.
I know they got more money and everything to kind of play around with stuff, so. And I guess that's why they did the location shoots. But other than that, they should have really just kept this in New York City. Kind of made the whole movie about him trying to get out of the city or whatever with everyone trying to kill him. Like, that would have been, I think, a much better, much stronger film and everything. The Casablanca scene didn't need to be there, but Halle Berry was fine. The final fight between him and Mark Dacascos, who...
Yeah.
That was...
It was off the... It was off kilter. It's too many times. I really hate this when this happens in action movies where the villain has the potential to kill somebody and then they start talking or then they start running through doors and stuff. And then it's like, oh, I'm going to talk to you from over here. I'm going to talk to you from over here. And they don't actually fight. So that happens a lot. And it happens one too many times in that last portion. In fight scene is really about 20 minutes of him either being thrown around through glass or him having somebody talk to him and they could be fighting, but they're sitting there talking.
I didn't think it was as well as some of the earlier fight scenes. I think the first fight scene was a lot better than the last one, just by the mere means of props. Second one just seemed more of, hey, let's have a little bit of a talk in order for transition towards the next movie. This movie did not feel like a real sequel. It felt more like a side story.
And I will say that the villains in this movie do not compete with the villains in John Wick Chapter 2. Common is a threat to John Wick.
Yeah, Common, even what's that Amber Rose, Lucy Rose?
That girl.
Yeah, like even though she sucks as an actress and I'm tired of seeing her in every damn thing, like that adjudicator chick, I'm like, someone please just shoot her in the face.
And then she's talking in this overly complex way. We're going to do this and then I'm going to keep talking to you and then we're going to get 7 slices. You have one day to get your affairs in order. What?
Kind of took its own mythos too seriously. They could have just left it vague with this kind of like, you know, these guys are known criminals, assassins, killers, dealers. But there's this underlying society that they're a part of. So I kind of lifted the veil on that way too much. And I think it just kept it mysterious. Like the second John Wick was like kind of back. And then it was like, I need a new suit. And literally he goes in there. He gets a new suit that's bulletproof and a new set of guns, a whole new batch of guns. You got little hints and glimpses of like, they don't explain anything. You still understand what's happening. And they did that with this one, but it was a little too much. It was just like, you didn't have to have some sheik sitting there like, I am the elder. I'm like, oh, come on. That's too much. This is way too much.
For me, if you Matrix. Compare this to The Matrix One, yeah. The Matrix One is a very complete movie. And then all of a sudden in The Matrix Two, they talk about all this unnecessary garbage, convolutes the story, convolutes the first movie. This is how I feel about this movie, that John Wick Chapter 2 is the pinnacle of John Wick. And I mean, again, if you like the movie, like the third movie or not, some people don't like the second movie. It is very complete in its approach. Common is a threat. Ruby Rose is a threat. And you feel it. There is no action scene in this movie for me, other than that dog scene, that is memorable like John Wick Chapter 2.
I think it ratcheted it up. Like that first scene.
All right, so
he got to the knife fight when he started fighting with the knives with those guys. That was cool.
So the two fight scenes were common. Do you think the ones in this movie are surpassed by that?
Not surpassed. I think that the first fight scene when he got to it with the knives, and that was extremely memorable to me.
But
the scene in Casablanca with the dogs and Halle Berry and stuff, her fight scene.
It was just unnecessary. Like, even though it was cool, yeah. It was unnecessary. I kept thinking about how they were going to put Halle Berry into this movie. That scene was just unnecessary. Everything in John Wick Chapter 2 is necessary to move the story forward. Things that happen in this
movie,
him going to the desert and all the mysticism, and then some point Mark Dukakis is a ninja and he's speaking Japanese and eating blowfish and all this other stuff. And it's like, what is the purpose of this? Just so you can have the people from the raid in the movie. You can have Mark Dukakis, who is a very bad in-boss villain for this movie.
I see where they were going with him and that, where, but they made him Japanese. They should have just kept him in his own nationality, so being a fanboy and stuff. That was actually interesting. That was cool.
John Wick.
Everyone else who faces off against John Wick are either were friendly with him or respected him. They all clearly respected him, but wanted to prove something against him. And he was like, I'm a fan of you. I can't wait to see what we're going to do together. It was like a collaboration. And he's kind of like that type of thing. And so he was a different twist on the whole thing. But I was just like, hey, you're not as good as the last guy. But I'm not going to say that this. I can't. It still was John Wick to me. It was still a good movie. It was still.
It is not John Wick. I mean, even they try to go back into his backstory. I'm like, we don't need this. We don't need to hear, John Donnie, or whatever his name is. And it's like, yeah, we don't need that. Like, we need,
yeah,
again, what you said, John Wick trying to escape the city. Not John Wick somehow wound up in Casablanca and looking for truth and honesty in the desert or something. What are you trying to do? And then all of a sudden, it's like, all you need to do is kill Ian McShane. And everything is forgiven. I'm like, no, this dude just taking out several cities worth of dudes. And then all of a sudden, everything is forgiven. But you just need to come back to us and then chop off your finger. I'm like, no, man. Keith, what score would you give John Wick Chapter 3?
John Wick 2. Amazing movies. This, good action. I like the action in it. But again, there were some different 20 scenes in comparison. And unfortunately, I have to compare this against the other John Wick movies. So I'm going to give this a little lower. So I'll give this movie a 6.5. I'll watch it again because it's part of those mythos. I liked some of it. I think they fell into sequelitis where they just basically were going to ratchet up with this and add more to this where they didn't need to. All they need to do is switch up the action scenes and tell the story. I still think they told a decent story. It finally got to where it was going, where for the most part, it looked like they were trying to tell a story. They were showing beginnings of downfall of the high table, which is fine. Hopefully they don't continue this trend, what they did with this movie, but I have to agree. I think this was a slight misstep. So, like I said, I give it a 6.5, far cry from what I would have given John 2 and what I've given John Wick.
John Wick Chapter 2 is almost a perfect movie. I think I might have given it an 8.5 when we reviewed it originally, but the movie is really a 9.
I give it a 6.5 because, you know, I don't watch anything again below a 6.5. So, I'd watch this movie again as part of the
I would not watch this again. I've seen enough. And
I wouldn't watch it again either.
Oof. Not to be expected.
I mean, again, there's nothing in this movie competes with.
It doesn't move the universe at all.
Yeah, it doesn't compete with Common being a substantial threat to John Wick. Just straight up, he is John Wick's equal. Mark Dukakis is not John Wick's equal on no level, Ruby Rose's character, she compliments John Wick that she has a skill, but John Wick is just that much better. There's nothing in this movie for me that tops John Wick 2, nor does it really top John Wick 1. I think you brought it up that, hey, well, we have to go big because it's the third movie, and I think they just lost vision. John Wick works when everything stays within side of the universe that was built from the first movie, that Assassin Society. John Wick found his way out. He found love somehow. Wife dies. His dog is dead because some Russian guys wound up being idiots to him, and he goes on a rampage. John Wick 2 starts off right after John Wick 1, and then his house gets blown up. Then, because of his connection to certain characters, he's forced to go back into the life. So he's out again, back again. This one is just like, okay, whatever. So I gave it a 6 on the podcast. I think Matt might have given it like a 7, 7.5, 8, something like that. Don't remember. But yeah, so that's John Wick Chapter 3. I mean, there will be a John Wick Chapter 4. Mike sent me something. I think it's coming out in 2021.
I'm fine with that. I'm hopeful that they'll understand the what went wrong with this one and we'll get back to the roots with the first week. I mean, the first movie, the first John Wick was just like, he was a grieving widower, and the only thing he had to live for was the dog. And no one told you this. You picked all that up from just the interactions in the movie. Like, it was for two first-time directors and writers. Well, not first-time writers, but it was exceptional storytelling just through cinema, not through any writing or dialogue. It was kind of like you understood exactly what was going through, and you weren't forced into unnecessary dialogue. You know, John Wick was notably stoic. Some asshole steals his car and kills his dog, and you're like, kill everything. The audience is like on board with it. Kill everything in your path. Get that little bastard, and then go home and call it a day. And that's what he did in the second, and at the end of the first movie and the beginning of the second movie. He got his car back, went back home, called it a day. I'm done. I'm going to rest. Then the third movie, to your point, Barry, you're absolutely right. It's like, what's his end game? What's his goal? The second movie, you knew what his goal was. The first movie, you knew what the end game was. Kill a little bastard, get your car back, and go home. Second movie was, okay, the guy blew up the house, so now you, in order for you to live, you got to take them out. Now, the third movie, everyone's after you. It would have made more sense if they took out the high table, but they didn't. Instead, at the end, it's kind of left up in the air. Like I said, I hope they don't follow in the third movie's footsteps and build on that and just kind of get it right back to where they were in the first and second films.